Upper90Studios.com. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. All three contrarian plays from the previous video completely scrapped because of the injury to De Bruyne. I ended up dropping KDB for Barkley as a differential, and the starting 11 felt light without the extra high-ceiling player De Bruyne, so I brought in Kane. The result was back-to-back 83 points. Upper 90 Studios has climbed to 285k in the overall rank, which is in the top 4% out of 7.2 million. And I still have the wild card. So I was really excited to shake things up last week, but the timing wasn't right to pass on Kane after KDB was ruled out. This week, my defense is a mess, and that's the priority. Template defenders like Lamptey and Dallas may work just fine to keep pace with the experts, and I used elements of this strategy two seasons ago and finished 21k overall. So it works, but just because it works doesn't mean it's fun or that I'm learning new things. I want to improve my ability to adapt in new circumstances, and I do that by experimenting. This week, I'm taking a hit for goalkeeper and defender. So before I show you the transfer plan, let's cover player performances with a Game Week 5 review. 83 points, 2 weeks in a row, and it was all about that attack. Sun was my original captain pick after the 6-1 win over United, then I changed it to KDB as a gamble, but he was ruled out with injury, so I went back to Sun. Managers with Kane and Sun, check this out. Sun captain 26, plus Kane 16 is 42. Sun 13 plus Kane captain 32 equals 45. For owners of both, it was a 3-point difference whether you captain Sun or Kane. Mourinho subbed off Sun with a clean sheet banked, which gave his captainers an extra 2 points than they conceded. Of course, it would have been better if I captained Kane, but I see it as just 3 points, and these little mind tricks, they help me stay positive and confident. As far as the transfers, Kane 16 points, Barkley 11 points, with a negative 4 hit. I sold KDB and Mitrovic, 0 points. Those were the results, but what is the truth behind the performances? Barkley didn't look as sharp as he did in the previous week. At the end of the Leicester game, he admitted that he was 50-50 and hadn't trained all week because of a knock. Barkley was owned by 1% of all managers when I brought him in. The idea was to get Aston Villa cover against wild cards with Grealish and Watkins. I also had a good experience with Barkley back when he was at Everton. He spent a long time in my FPL team in 2015-16, and I dug out this screenshot from that year. Check it out. It was Game Week 14. He played 90 minutes, goal and assist, 3 bonus points. In a system that draws from his strengths as a number 10, Barkley will take chances and score goals. And that's what he did Game Week 5 with the winner in stoppage time. As mentioned on the previous video, I was excited to keep Mitrovic because of Fulham's new attackers, Lookman and Loftus-Cheek. Lookman scored. Mitrovic owners, they were unlucky because he missed a penalty and had at least 2 big chances to score late in the game. Managers weren't wrong to play him. It just didn't work this time. As much as I'd like to take credit for getting Barkley and dropping Mitrovic, the truth is their performances weren't a fair indicator of their returns. Salah, 7 points, he was full of energy, fantastic technique to smash in that volley, 100 goals for Liverpool, and he's one of the most dependable players I've ever seen in 13 seasons playing FPL. And I just realized that Salah has been my captain or vice-captain in every game week this season. James Rodriguez, 4 points, Calvert-Lewin, 6 points against Liverpool, goal and an assist. I'm not super happy about Richarlison's red card, but when he was injured a few weeks ago, Sigurdsson and Iwobi stepped up. It didn't seem to affect Everton's attack potential then, so let's see if things change. Raul Jimenez, 8 points. I prefer not to speak. If I speak, I am in big trouble. Adama Traore came on at 65 minutes. 5 minutes later, Jimenez scored the game winner off a big deflection. Traore starts for Spain, and I wish he would start at Wolves because of his chemistry with Jimenez. Overall, I didn't like how Wolves were set up, as it left Jimenez disconnected from the rest of the team for long spells. The attackers were on fire, the defenders were a complete disaster, and it's not just this week. Reece James, 1 point, he was benched yet again. Lampard brought him on with 2 minutes left when Chelsea were up 3-2, and his only contribution was to give away a free kick, and Southampton scored from it to tie it 3-3. Reece James started in the Champions League on Tuesday. Azpilicueta was rested. One positive for James is that he helped Chelsea pick up a clean sheet in Europe. Alexander-Arnold, 1 point. He came close to scoring from a free kick that was brilliantly saved by Pickford, and he could have had a few assists. His cross led to the second goal, and Joe Gomez nearly headed in one of his corners. So who's the better defender in FPL, Alexander-Arnold or Robertson? They could get their points in different ways. Trent is excellent on set pieces, with Mane and Salah drawing fouls in dangerous areas. Robertson has tireless energy, always a threat with his forward runs into the box, and he has good chemistry with Mane on the left. Alex McCarthy, 1 point. James Justin, 2 points. They both blanked. Leicester will be without Soyuncu for 3 months, which could affect their clean sheet potential. There's an obvious weakness in my squad, so what's the plan for game week 6? Transfers out McCarthy, Reece James. Transfers in Martinez, PVA. The goalkeeper change is straightforward. Martinez is the highest scoring keeper in fantasy with 3 clean sheets in 4 games. Aston Villa are the only team with a 100% win record, having conceded just 2 goals this season. Martinez was owned by 48% of managers in the Elite 64 League, and I expect that number to rise before game week 6. Reece James is a real talent. He has a huge ceiling in FPL, but the problem is the rotation risk. If he nails down a starting spot, I may bring him back with a wild card. For now, I'm considering PVA as a differential, possibly against Mitchell, who is selected by 65% of managers in the Elite 64 League. Some are using him as a starter. Now that PVA is available, I can see 3 possible outcomes. 1, Mitchell keeps his place and PVA is benched. If that happens, I'm going to cry. 2, if Mitchell loses his place, back to PVA. That's the most likely scenario. 3 is if Mitchell keeps his place at left back and then PVA plays as an attacker. The ideal situation would be option 3. Zaha is the central striker, PVA filling in as a left winger with Mitchell at left back. Now here's my team for game week 6. I made an early transfer for Martinez to beat the price changes. Game week deadline is on Friday this week, not Saturday. This is my team on the transfers tab, and these are the players I'm looking into for possible changes in the near future. Reece James could be the first one to go this week. If I make other changes soon, it'll probably keep this same team structure, swapping players in the same price range. Some of you asked about the Elite 64 League. The website I use for mini league ownership stats is fantasypl.com, without the vowels. Enter the Elite 64 League code 21004 and sort ownership stats highest to lowest. That's it. Beware of experts who flat out reject your ideas, whether it's to play it safe with popular picks or experimenting with something different. Let me know how your season is going so far. Maybe you tried a new approach and it worked out, or maybe it didn't. That's okay. I want to learn from your experience, just like you can learn from mine. Thank you for all the likes, subscribes, all your positive comments, and I wish you big green arrows game week 6. So that's going to be a wrap for today. Stay tuned for my next video. If you like my music, all my songs are free on the website. See the link in the description. U90 Mini League. Good at FPL? Join U90 Mini League for a chance to win. Be sure to follow at Upper 90 Studios on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, where you get an inside scoop for YouTube. And if you're brand new to the channel, be sure to like and subscribe and turn on your post notifications, because this season is going to be incredible. Don't forget to subscribe to our email list and get your free fixture difficulty cheat sheet. Click the fantasy tab at upper90studios.com. Thanks for watching. See you soon.